What do you think should happen now regarding President Trump's so far unfounded allegations regarding wiretapping?
Well, I think he should provide information to the House Intelligence Committee as they've asked, because it's clearly an allegation that needs to be investigated and in a bipartisan way by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees.
Is that how it should work, though? Allegations get a full House and Senate investigation without,
I think, clearly,
without ponying up support?
That's, I just said, Charlie, he should, his administration should offer up evidence to back up those allegations as requested by the House and Senate and by the House Intelligence Committee. And I don't know if it's been requested by the Senate Intelligence Committee yet.
Should he be making the allegations without proffering support for them in the first place?
Which is exactly why, in a bipartisan way, the House Intelligence Committee has asked for evidence.
If there ends up being no evidence, how much credibility should we give to a statement from the president regarding other events?
Well, I think it's on a case-by-case basis, and you're assuming that there's not evidence.
There's nothing so far, and it's been going on for quite a while.
Well, and that's why the House Intelligence Committee, in a bipartisan way, has asked for that. And the administration's going to have to give that evidence or probably lose some credibility with the American people. But what is interesting is there should be, in any allegation like that, there should be a FISA court trail. If wiretapping or listening was authorized, it should have been authorized and presented as evidence to get a court order from a FISA court judge. Now, if that was not given and evidence is there that the privacy of an American was not respected, that to me is a huge problem. So I'm anxiously awaiting that evidence myself because I want to find out exactly how and why our intelligence agencies thought that this may be a good idea if it happened.
They are at least in hinting that they didn't. The FBI has asked the Justice Department to refute it.
Well, like I said, if there was approved wiretapping of an American citizen in regards to a foreign nation, there should be a paper trail through the FISA court. And if there is, I believe the administration will provide it. If there's not, and there was still evidence of wiretapping or listening devices, that's clearly a problem within the executive branch. It needs to be addressed because the privacy of every American should always be respected.
What if there is neither a FISA trail nor evidence that there was any wiretapping?
Then the administration is going to have egg in their face.
Well, how do you weigh the president's statements and tweets on this?
Well, I've clearly said numerous times I wish the president would tweet a little less. But remember, this is a president for the first time in our lifetime that has come directly from the private sector. He has a way of doing business, and he believes by tweeting, it's a way to get his message directly to the American people. Clearly worked in the presidential election, and he believes it's working now. Now, if there's no evidence on this issue, then clearly that's a mistake on his part, and I would hope that he was more careful. But if there is evidence, Charlie, if there is evidence that American citizens, were spied on, were listened to without the proper authorization, that is a major problem. And that's something that I've been fighting even against my own party in the 4 years that I've served in Washington. I've always been an advocate for privacy. I've always thought the NSA surveillance programs that focus on a needle in a haystack, we did not need to make the haystack grow so big that you could never find the needle. And I'm clearly on record of supporting privacy rights in the past, and I will continue to be, regardless of whether or not it's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House.